Cocktail Corner on 95BFM. Thanks to Boutique Connection, connecting you to boutique wine.
Welcome, Renee, from Moi Wines and Boutique Connection. How's it going?
Evening, guys. Good to have Lewis back.
Oh, yeah. He's our resident wine expert at 95BFM.
That's just such a title I can't live up to. You set me up for failure every time, John.
No, there's no such thing as failure. I just want to put it out there. Like, I'm just here to talk chill about wine because anyone can talk about wine.
That's so true.
It's liquid and yummy.
It's available everywhere. It's made from sweet berries.
Sweet, sweet berries. Not too sweet, though. I'm just going to pour you a glass, Johnny.
Okay. Well, Renee from Boutique Connection, I'm assuming that this particular wine at one point was available as part of a subscription pack, but is now extremely limited, as per usual.
Yeah. Okay. I bring another goodie from my cellar, actually. It's probably a bit mean of me to bring wines that you can't get anymore, but...
That's kind of the point, though. If you have a subscription to Boutique Connection, you'll have all these wines that no one else has.
Oh. Exactly.
And you know that we're enjoying gloating, so you know you will also enjoy gloating when you have these select wines.
You bring a wine to a party and no one's heard of it and it's just delicious.
If it's just delicious.
You're going to be that person.
Showing off your nice wine.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm. So, hey guys, it's actually... Cabernet Sauvignon Day today.
Mm. Oh, International Cab Sav Day?
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Celebrate it?
I think so. Like, I am a bit of a rebel, so I didn't bring one.
Okay.
Because I just like to go against the grain, you know.
Yes.
But happy Cabernet Sauvignon Day or Cab Sav Day. But ironically, or is it ironically, was it planned? I actually brought a Bordeaux sort of blend, but it's a white Bordeaux blend.
Locally grown. Is Bordeaux a type of grapes or is it just a region in France?
It's just a region.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So actually, Cabernet Sauvignon, it's a cool story. It actually kind of came about when Cabernet Franc and Sauvignon Blanc met in a dark, shadowy alley and something happened. It was a happy accident.
Was it? So it wasn't engineered at all?
No, this was back in like before engineering days, you know, like not quite when Romans were building roads that are better than our roads these days, but about the 16th century, I think, back in France in Bordeaux, they had a good time and made babies, and one of them was a Cabernet Sauvignon, and it just kind of took off, this amazing, beautiful red wine. But at the... At the same time, there was Sauvignon Blanc and Semillon grown in Bordeaux. So it became kind of like the thing to do to call a wine by where it's grown. Mm-hmm. So a Burgundy would be Pinot Noir, or if it was a white wine, it would be Chardonnay. And it's only really recently in the New World that we start calling wines by the variety. It's a long story behind that, but essentially... A Bordeaux white blend is Sauvignon Blanc, Semillon. Sometimes it's just Sauvignon Blanc, sometimes it's just Semillon, sometimes it's a blend. Mm-hmm. And that's what we've brought with me today. So this is from Marlborough.
Okay.
And it is, can you read the label on that? It's a beautiful label.
Kelly Washington?
It is. Now, would you think Kelly Washington was a person?
Yes,
It sounds like someone's name.
Yeah.
Very, very sneaky. It's actually two people.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So it's the two last names of the two people behind this. It's a beautiful love affair. Again, it's Tamara Kelly and her husband. Mm-hmm. He does all the marketing, Simon Washington. And they've been around the block, they've been around in the industry all over the world. He kind of was based in London, I think, in the UK, and Tamara's a Kiwi, but she was actually being a flying winemaker over in Italy. And after a few years, I think it was maybe like 7 years or so, she came back to New Zealand and got a gig at a really amazing winery down in Marlborough called Yelands, and she was a chief winemaker there for about 10 years. Mm-hmm. And then she just sort of wanted to express herself and do her own thing. So voila, we have this beautiful brand, Kelly Washington. She has a range of different wines, and they all just typically happen to be organic and mm-hmm. biodynamic, because she's just sort of sourcing some of the best grapes that she can.
Are they operating in the same manner that you do? You go around and like find a packet of grapes, a spare packet, and then make what you will with it?
Yeah, just a spare packet, like of raisins, you know.
Yeah. Is that what you call them? Do you call them packets?
Parcel.
Parcel.
You
parcel.
Can call it a packet.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I was close, guys. It was really close.
So close.
You're learning, Johnny.
Yeah.
So I think, very similar, although they have a much tighter relationship with their growers and it's more consistent. Mm-hmm. And she's also, I think, a consultant winemaker or something like a contract winemaker for another brand as well. So she's busy. She's flitting around all over the country looking at grapes and selling her wine. And, yeah, it's a busy life being a flying winemaker. Mm-hmm.
So should we have a crack at it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Talked long enough.
Smells really nice.
Ding.
Ding, ding.
Cheers. So this is currently unavailable, but hopefully we will be selling some of Tamara's wine on Boutique Connection's website, which would mm-hmm. be pretty cool.
It smells delicious.
It smells so good.
It's very great on the nose.
It tastes really good too. It does.
Really good.
It's yummy as.
And it was the, I think it was the wine of the show in Metro Top 50 recently, either this year or last year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so.
How many bottles of this would be produced, for an example, for listeners out there? Like 1,000?
Yeah, roughly. I'm not sure entirely, but it sold out really quickly and it's tiny. So this was hand-picked, whole bunch pressed, and fermented in a concrete egg.
Okay.
What the heck is a concrete egg? You can't you can't throw that out there and not touch it. What the heck?
Oh, okay. So it's like a barrel, but it's concrete. And instead of it being on its side, it's on its end in the shape of an egg.
Mm.
And it's kind of this theory of the kinetics of fermentation going sort of round and round and round in this egg creates a particular kind of mouthfeel.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So, yeah, we can get into that at some point. But, yeah, concrete eggs are cool. If you've got a concrete egg, you're like...
Have you worked with a concrete egg before? Have you made something?
No, I haven't. I would love to. Because it kind of... It creates quite a rich, luscious mouthfeel without having to use a barrel and have any kind of oak influence. Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what do you think?
The mouthfeel is great.
I think it's amazing. Yeah. It's, I mean, it's another... Are all of these wines home runs, you know, from these mm-hmm. small producers?
Mm.
They are. Because I'm just waiting for the moment where I'm like, I don't know. But these, the last 5 weeks, it's just been like knock it out of the park wine.
I know.
It's crazy.
You probably wouldn't have heard of any of these wines beforehand,
yeah.
eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, this is kind of showcasing the amazing talent that we've got out there.
Mm.
When we're not constrained to doing what the shareholders want for a big wine company, we can express ourselves and make some amazing beverages,
mm-hmm.
including wine.
Excellent. All right. So, I mean, just as mentioned like moments ago, just a really good example of like just sign up and you'll probably end up with some of the stuff not available any longer, but...
Yeah, I mean, if you've always wanted to create your own little wine cellar and not break the bank, you know, this is definitely the thing for you. And it's also, you never know what these winemakers are going to be doing in 5 years. These wines might be worth a heck of a lot more than you're paying for them now. Mm. So,
is this the sort of bottle that you could sit on, or do you just like drink it basically when you get it?
I think you can sort of age Bordeaux whites for maybe like 5 to 10 years, but this is delicious. you could probably age it, but I'm struggling because I just, this was like my last bottle again. So happy to share it with you guys at the Beast.
Oh, amazing. Thank you, Renee.
Yeah, of course.
Legend, Renee from Mwah Wines. Everyone go ahead and check out Boutique Connection.
Cheers, guys. Cheers. Happy Cab Sav Day.
Cheers.
Your shout, yeah? Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. Thanks to Boutique Connection, connecting you to boutique wine.